Improvement of character. The improvement of character and the elevation of moral condition are the foundation of all spiritual work. How dismal to hear a cynic's exclamation, "A man cannot change himself." But how hopeful to hear Socrates' own experience that he had come into the world with many vices, yet had rid himself of them with the help of reason. His first effort is to find the obstacles which retard the enlightenment, his second to remove them. This constitutes the long path. Many aspirants wrongly believe the quest to be a movement from one psychic experience to another, or from one mystical ecstasy to another. But in fact, it is a movement in character from animality to purity, from egoism to impersonality. To obtain a balanced result, it is necessary to make a balanced approach, and not to rely on a single kind of effort only. The moral character must become involved in the quest of upliftment. The intellectual faculty must work at the study, as well as reflect upon the lessons of life itself. The intuition must be unfolded by persistent daily practice of meditation, and the everyday practical life must try to express the ideals learned. Slowly, as he strives onward with this inner work, his faults and frailties will fall away, and this ever-shining better self hidden behind them will begin to be revealed. He must work harder than ever on his character, and by crushing his ego, sensitize his mind for the reception of the spiritual grace that is to come during initiation. He who has sufficiently purified his character, controlled his senses, developed his reason, and unfolded his intuition is always ready to meet what comes and to meet it aright. He need not fear the future. Time is on his side, for he has stopped adding bad karma to his account. And every fresh year adds good karma instead.